basically, I believe that all of us, men and women, have a primary energy. And, you know, energy is, it's an interesting concept, but it's kind of like if you have physical energy, you have the strength to go out and do things. If you have mental energy, you have the ability to think things through. If you have emotional energy, you have the energy to love and appreciate other people. And if you have spiritual energy, you have a sense of purpose. So energy is something that gives us the strength, the motivation, the force to move things forward.
Heggie says both masculine and feminine energies have an important role to play in the workplace, and that too much of one can end up hurting a company.
Sometimes we need to pause and reflect, and sometimes we need to take action. To me, the very best leaders have both energies, and I have worked for leaders that have both energies, and I can tell you that I have watched how very effective it is. So if you have an organization that is only masculine energy, they are only going to be concerned about the bottom line, and they are not going to be concerned at all about the people in the organization. They're not going to be concerned about the environment, about the stakeholders, about their employees, about their customers. Ultimately, an organization like that is going to go up in flames.
According to the latest government data, women earn only 80 cents for each dollar their male counterparts earn. And a new report released today by the International Trade Union Confederation says women with children earn almost a third less than men.
It's also interesting, if you look at pay, women without children earn 13% more than those with children. And it's exactly the opposite for men. Men without children earn 11% less than those with children. So basically, we have a system that sort of says, if you're a man and you have children, you need more money, so therefore you should make more pay.
Heggie says the fact that more women are becoming the primary breadwinner in the family could help to change those statistics.
When I knew that I was a primary breadwinner, I fought hard for my salary because I knew that my family depended on me. And that is the situation that a lot of women are in these days. And I'll tell you what's interesting. Because women have more of this feminine energy, which wants to take care of other people, they tend to fight harder for their staff to get higher salaries than they do for themselves. But if they stop and realize that they are the primary bread earner in the family, and their family's lifestyle depends on them earning more money, then they'll fight harder for themselves as well, I believe. And I do think that that is going to make a difference to women earning more money.
Heggie is also actively involved in mentoring and believes it is vital in getting more women into corporate executive positions.
Well, you know, Lisa, I will say this. When I started working in the fertilizer business in 1981, there was no women that were higher than I was. In fact, I was the only woman in management. The only other women were in the secretarial pool. Women need mentors. I looked around the corporation. I looked for someone to mentor me. And I, because there were no women higher than me, I looked for men who had wives or daughters that were trying to make it in the business world somewhere, because I knew at least they would be sensitized to the situation I was facing. And I must say I had some very good male mentors that really helped me, that included me in meetings and gave me an opportunity to show what I could do. But I certainly faced a lot of stereotyping and discrimination. So I really believe that if we're going to have more women move into more executive positions, that we need to have mentors for them.